This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Off and running, second hour of What's On Your Mind. Happy Wednesday. 9th of March already, so we got a week and a day out of the way, although we do have to spring forward this Saturday.
Oh,
night,
that's so. Right.
Yeah, going to lose the hour. Okay, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. They've got a, they specialize in these single-owner trade-ins. They actually sold this one new, took it back in on trade. Pre-owned, single-owner, listen to this. 2017 GMC Yukon SLT, premium edition, hard to find at this price. Just over 10,000 miles on it is all. You heard me right.
Like new.
Just over 10,000 miles on a 17. Exterior is beautiful. Blue, it's got the jet black interior. Tons of features, 22-inch wheels, heated cooled seats, steering wheel, navigation package. It's loaded. And they specialize, again, in these deals. It was on the lot for $53. If you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, knocking a grand off. So you'll get that vehicle, $52,000. Save $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's On Your Mind. A 2017 GMC SLT Yukon with just over 10,000 miles on it. Sat in the garage. And it's like that's brand new.
Yeah.
Pucklich says, you drive, we'll ride with you. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Valley City. Tell them we sent you. That's a great buy. Ron Ness is in for Scotty today. Lots going on. I want to play you guys a quick, before we talk with Kathy. This is what was said yesterday.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
Yay!
This is a step that we're taking to inflict further pain on Putin.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be cost as well here in the United States. I said I would level with the American people from the beginning. And when I first spoke to this, I said defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us as well.
Oh, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you, buddy.
Oh, well, if it does, then we don't really need it, do we?
Right, because we care.
Gee whiz.
Gentlemen, we've got so much to discuss. It just keeps giving, right? It's just like you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows exactly where to point the finger and how short a period of time. And
keeps giving what?
It just keeps giving. Opportunity. So
giving us shaking our heads.
I think we could do this for the next 4 days and not run out of callers and questions. And we've got a couple of texts here that, we've got 33 drilling rigs in North Dakota today, and that's always been the barometer of how much activity we have going on. I thought that was going to increase to about low 40s, certainly by June or July, with the investment climate and the amount of capital prior to all of this. It certainly was a struggle. But those rigs today, of course, are so much more efficient than they were just 10 years ago. It's incredible the technology that's moved along. And somebody that knows more about that technology and has really become a world leader in terms of oil and gas and education that we talked about earlier today is Kathy Nesset, the owner of Nesset in Tioga, North Dakota. Kathy goes to War College and teaches our future generals about oil and horizontal drilling and completion techniques. So, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
So, Kathy, just quickly to hit on this oil situation, from your standpoint and your company, are you seeing an increase in a pickup in activity from your customers? What's going on in the Tioga community? And what are your thoughts on how we can propel this country back into one of energy dominance?
You know, Ron, I see it every day. I think things are picking up, the industry, the business, the community along with it, and it should. And I really think, it's really twofold. We talk about, as we see with the way the world is turning and the ban on Russian crude oil, good move, but there's a counterpart to that. When you do that, you also have to turn on the U.S. energy and oil industry and the supply to both make up the difference there, even though it's small, There's so much that we can be doing today, immediate. I heard one of your earlier callers ask, you know, how quickly can we turn this back on? And I mean, turn on, you know, the oil and the supplies. We could do it immediately. Today, every day, Ron, you know, good, hardworking North Dakotans, Texans, New Mexico, people are ready and poised to ramp up this oil, production. If we only had a administration that would, enhance and encourage that.
Kathy, if the president just makes that statement when he announces we're going to ban Russian oil, that we are going to, we're all in to increase American energy production, I don't think the price of oil goes up $9 while he's talking.
I think the price of oil would drop if we would do that. I think that it is such an impactful thing for U.S. energy. When we talk about, you know, energy security, we're really talking about energy dominance here in the U.S., which leads to global security. And this is a big picture here. Unfortunately, we get so wrapped up in, you know, the minutia of it all that we really have to look at the big picture, Ron. And I think the part that missed there is, let's get, you know, the Green New Deal is hampering and hurting everyday Americans every single day that we have to pay for higher gas and higher home heating oil, is just a travesty.
It's a huge tax increase every day for every American. So, Kathy, you're the geologist. You've watched this Bakken play unfold. We know that today we call it a mature basin because essentially we're 15 years into this deal. We're the leader in oil shale in the world. The Bakken's the most mature of them all. What's left in the ground and what's going to take to really supercharge the Bakken again to get back up above 1.5 million barrels a day?
You know, Ron, I think the same thing that got us to the 1.5 million is what needs to come back in again. And it is, and we're doing it. And we just need an energy policy that encourages the technology and the research that develops the new technologies, just as we did with horizontal drilling and fracture stimulation. You know, back in the 2000, you know, the late 1990s to 2004 to 2007 in partial and the ramp up to 2012 to 14, we are doing that and can, you know, increase our ability to step up our technologies and work right here in the field. We are the leaders right here in North Dakota, you know, with the geology we have, the resource that we have, and the talent that we have. If we only had a national policy that would say, yes, let's move forward for Americans. Let's get our national security foremost. You know, you talk about the Army War College. I'll be going back in May and sharing, you know, information on energy and national security there. And I learned as much from them as I share.
Kathy, I think the Bakken's a top 10 oil field in the world with the best technology in the world. We're probably getting 14 or 16 out of every 100 barrels of oil out of that resource, out of that rock 2 miles beneath the feet and your feet in Tioga. What's it take to get that next 20%?
It takes the day-to-day work. We have to continue with the exploration and the development that we're doing. And there's no way that we should be sitting here with 33 rigs or 34 rigs running right now. You know, that number should be higher because we have the resource, and I think we have a responsibility. You know, Department of Mineral Resources and our fabled Lynn Helms knows that, you know, he wants to responsibly develop these resources that are such a great asset here to all North Dakotans. What's it take? It continues day-to-day drilling, continue to take on new technology, continue to, even though, you know, not everybody is in agreement, I'm on the plan that this industry continues to evolve, continues to change, and we have to stay up with it. And if part of that is carbon management, then I think that we have to stay at the forefront. And North Dakota is. We are world-class, leading the way with developing the carbon management. And I was tough. I'm a slow one to join on that bandwagon. And I heard a, you know, recent caller of yours that said, you know, scrap carbon. Well, carbon is here, and carbon is here to stay. And I think to make this energy more valuable, We need to be smart about how we manage our carbon.
Kathy, we'll talk a little bit about that carbon, but I agree with you. You know, the full throttle Bakken, it takes $20 million a day to keep the Bakken rolling to where we were 2 years ago. And that's where this administration's messaging is so important to Wall Street and those investors, to bring that money here like we've done in the past for the Bakken. And so today it's all they tell you is, you know, you got to be zero emissions. You got to be carbon free. You got to be this, this, and this in order to get the access to the money. So one thing about you being the geologist from North Dakota, when we're looking at the Carbon Summit pipeline and these various pipelines and we're putting CO2 into the ground, are we assured that it's safe and secure and in that geology?
We are safe and secure, and I'd like to go back to when we get to talk a little bit more. The financial side of it is so important that we have the funding and we have the message to the investment community. Invest in North Dakota energy. Invest in U.S. energy, because the fastest way to curtail this is...
All right.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Happy Wednesday. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Really about wellness. For me, it's just about I can't do winter without a hot spring spa. Just not going to do it. And it's wellness. I'll tell you what, a little time in that Finley Osana, elevate that internal temperature. I tell you, if you can do that, you're going to kill about any bug. Call it sweating the toxins in the day. You know, great for a night after a night of fun, getting in that sauna too, I'll tell you. But awesome. Finley Osana, they can set it up in your garage plug it in the wall, and you're getting your sweat on. Infrared or conventional, all available. And, of course, anything for your game room, old house and pool tables, beautiful shuffleboard tables. Locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Moorhead, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. They've got some great inventory. Get a hold of them right away. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. Ron Ness in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind. Man, unpacking a lot here for me, brother. I'm getting a lot of the answers I wanted as far as, how fast could we ramp this up? Let me ask you this. Kathy said, a year, and I know Lynn said the same thing, a year, maybe, 14 months or whatever. Does that number get longer the longer we wait? Was the next question I had. If this goes on for another 3 years, how long is it going to take for us then? You know what I mean?
I think that's a fantastic question. And just like one of the previous callers asked, the exit of Halliburton and Baker Hughes
right.
out of Dickinson, all of that infrastructure, all of those things shift down to Texas or they're taken out of place. And that's the problem with what this administration did on not supporting pipelines. That infrastructure is a long lead time. I saw an interview last night with a Williams company who's over in Pennsylvania with natural gas. I think they had 6 permits, pipeline permits, the FERC was sitting on. That's just American natural gas that can be going to the world. But they said it takes 7 to 9 months to build a pipeline, but it took 4 years to permit them.
Oh,
that is just... Yeah. That is tough stuff when you're trying to do anything. But in North Dakota, we've got that infrastructure built. And I think that we can, with the investment climate, we can increase production relatively quickly here. But we're going to need to reach out. And we've got people from all over the country still working here. But we need to get more people engaged in wanting to come back to work. It's the hardest, biggest struggle we've ever had to get people to want to come back to work in the oil industry. Typically, we can go out and get them because we're just going to pay more. It's really a struggle right now. So that's a challenge, but you can increase production activity. And more importantly, you just affect the market. The day you say it, you have an effect on the market, which is what all of us as consumers really care about. We got to get that price in check again and know that we can do it as America. So we are looking for Jeb Williams this morning. Is Jeb on the line?
I don't think so. I think he's working on it. See if we can get him on. Let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with no.
You know, one of the things that Kathy always talks about is really educating people about how we do this in North Dakota and the environmentally sound approach we do with the demonizing of hydraulic fracturing or completion techniques, the horizontal drilling. And I recently, if you Google or YouTube Kathleen Nesset on horizontal drilling or YouTube Kathleen Nesset on hydraulic fracturing, she's got two of the most incredible videos that we did a few years ago, just simply explaining. And that's what she does when she goes to war college year after year and teaches our future military leaders how we can safely and environmentally soundly produce energy in this country, which none of those considerations are taking place in other parts of the world. So that's a big deal to the next generation and a big deal to the people that we need to come and work and move and live in North Dakota.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, you think about, we'll talk Jeb a little bit with Congressman Armstrong. Hey, Jeb, this is Ron. We've got you on. Jeb's the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Couple of big issues rolled out last weekend, Jeb. We've just got a few minutes here. Chronic wasting disease has been found in more North Dakota deer, and you guys made some pretty significant changes. I think deer hunters are going to want to know about. You want to roll that out for us?
Yeah, so chronic wasting disease, Ron, continues to be an issue in North Dakota. Department continues to monitor it. Obviously, their goal is to have a healthy deer population, not only now, but in future years. And so we did find chronic wasting disease in a couple new units in North Dakota, 3D1, 3C, and we've been consistent since 2009 as far as our mitigation efforts once that happens. And one of those actions is the reducing the regulation against baiting of deer in those units, as well as carcass transportation restrictions, because chronic wasting disease is a member of the prion family disease, and those prions are found in saliva and urine and feces. And so department is just trying to reduce the risk or risk reduction actions, you know, with those things when chronic wasting disease is found. So, you know, again, those are things we've been consistent with since 2009. And as chronic wasting disease continues to be found in North Dakota, those are the actions we're taking to try to be responsible with keeping our deer herd as healthy as we can in North Dakota.
Jeff, there's kind of a collection of units. This is an all-out ban on baiting, is that correct?
Yes, for the purpose of hunting over bait, that is what our proclamation is allowed to restrict. And so we look at those areas and, you know, when we find chronic wasting disease within a unit, you know, again, obviously that unit is banned, but then also we look at areas within 25 miles. And again, that's, we look at some of our previous deer studies as far as deer movement goes. And, you know, and it's one of those things that obviously deer movement, especially in the wintertime, is a lot more than 25 miles, but, you know, that's something that we put as far as what we felt was, you know, was reasonable anyway, as far as not to be too heavy-handed with it. And so sometimes we get these border units as well from other states or even the Canadian provinces where that's happened. And so that took place this year actually in southwest North Dakota, where there was chronic wasting disease found just across the border in southwest North Dakota, which then impacts our units in the extreme southwest as well.
So, Jeb, you hunters can go on the website and look, and obviously this is in place for this year's deer season. Is that what hunters need to know?
That's correct. So our proclamations, our chronic wasting disease proclamation is signed, and, you know, we'd like to have that in place prior to our big three that's out there, our moose, elk, and sheep season, so people can know and plan for that, because chronic wasting disease also, you know, can impact elk and moose as well, any member of the deer family. And so we want to make sure people have those rules and regulations. So if you, Ron, or if anybody else has applied so far in the big three, you'll notice when you're applying in a particular area or unit, we want to make sure people are notified that that is a chronic wasting disease unit, so they're aware of that. If they have concerns about that, or if they have any concerns about, you know, maybe the, again, some of our mitigation efforts with that as far as carcass transportation restrictions, those types of things. So they're informed and educated on what, how they need to plan that hunt if they are one of the successful individuals.
Jeb, we got just a minute here. Looks like the weather's going to be warming up next week. We're going to have fishermen boat ramps. Can people find out, where can they find out what boat ramps are going to be open with the low water level?
Well, we're going to have some information out on our website with it, but, you know, right now that's a really tough question, Ron, because, again, it's going to be a moving target. The further south you go is not going to be very good, and obviously on the Lake Sakakawea is going to be a bigger challenge to move forward. So trying to coordinate the best we can with other agencies to
All right.
as much
Thanks
access
a lot, Jeff.
As possible.
We'll be back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after this break.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For years, the American people were spoon-fed the lie that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The lie was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign and perpetuated by the FBI. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says this dirty trick tied Trump's hands in dealing with Russia, leading to what's happening today in Ukraine.
I think it started out as a political dirty trick, but it was propelled by the FBI jumping on it and spying on the Trump campaign. I think it tied Trump's hands to deal in normally with Russia and try to negotiate some kind of structure or framework diplomatically that would avoid what we're seeing today.
The Chernobyl plant in Ukraine is disconnected from the grid due to damage inflicted by Russian occupying forces. This is now sparking new concerns of radioactive contamination if the cooling of spent nuclear fuel rods stops flowing because of the power outage. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Deals galore. It's a deal extravaganza spectacular at MyPillow.com right now. Mike, pretty much any purchase, Mike's throwing in a copy of his book, What Are the Odds, from Crack Addict to CEO. It's a great book. All the bedding right now is really what's like 50% off. And that's the sheets, the pillows, the mattress topper, the quilts, the comforter, all of the stuff that has to do with bedding. 50% off right now. They also have the body pillow and the case on sale. The body pillow is fantastic. My wife actually wants to start stealing mine, but I'm not going to let them get her own at MyPillow.com. Because you got to use that promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Keep in mind, too, MyPillow, made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty. It's going to last. It's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you got nothing to lose. And it's time to start getting better sleep. You will love your MyPillow. Call 1-800-506-9028 if you'd rather do that, and then log on to MyPillow.com. Either way, your promo code is Scott. Take advantage of the great deals and tell them we sent you. MyPillow.com. What's on your mind? I am excited to hear what Kelly has to say about everything. I'm surprised. I've told Kelly since we've gotten to know each other, I'm amazed that his head hasn't exploded since he's been in D.C. But it's good to have him back on the show. Ron Ness sitting in for Scotty today. We got a lot going on, boys. A lot to talk about today.
We certainly do. Congressman Armstrong, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am. I'm sitting in an actual phone booth with a phone in the cloakroom of the U.S. House because we have some kind of shenanigans going on votes. So they still exist somewhere in the world, and we're here trying to keep the American people and North Dakotans up to date on what's going on.
You got your Superman cape and stuff? Sure.
Yeah, I'm
come out of the phone booth.
What is going on?
Kelly, you gave a speech on the floor of the U.S. House the other day, and I thought it was, it was fantastic. Do you want to give everybody the short version of what you messaged to America?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Dickinson, North Dakota. We're 24 miles away from an ethanol plant, 6 miles away from a biodiesel plant, 25 miles to the south is the largest wind farm in North Dakota, Brady 1 and Brady 2. We're on the southern part of the oil patch, produce oil, natural gas. We grow all the cereal grains. We have a great livestock industry that actually gets feedstock from the ethanol plant. And, you know, if we just let us do what we do, we wouldn't be in a lot of these problems right now. The difference between us and them is we really do believe in all of the above. They believe in all of the above, that is wind and solar and rainbows and unicorns. And that's the truth. And listen, this has been important to me since I got elected to Congress. It was important to me in the state Senate, but I think it's really laid bare right now what's going on across the country. And that's before you talk about the fact that I've watched communities in my area of the state that have shrunken completely, growing into where a point where, you know, you graduate from high school and you want to stay in Western North Dakota, we'll build you a great career. We'll have Little League baseball teams. We'll have businesses that were closing their doors thriving again. And we're doing all of that while supplying the world with things they really, really need. So, yeah, my head's about ready to explode.
Kelly, I think that's just an incredible point that is so much is forgotten. And why is it so hard for this administration to just say the words, let's make energy in America, let's make all forms of energy in America, let's supply the world? Because we've seen firsthand in North Dakota what it means to communities and economies and the abilities for our sons and daughters to live here and raise families. And especially in rural parts of America where we produce it.
Yeah. You know, we talk about health, we talk about, child care, and it's a struggle. We felt all of that in North Dakota for 10 years. We're feeling it across the country. It's a workforce issue. It's a lot of issue. But how about if grandma and grandpa can watch the kids because you didn't have to move out of town because there was no job for you. And even though you wanted to stay, you couldn't. I mean, we've cracked that code in North Dakota, and it is such a, I mean, I love the oil industry. I love the natural gas industry. I love the coal industry. I love all my farmers and ranchers. But what I really love about it is we've grown 100,000 people in the last 10 years, and we're an economic powerhouse, and we do it because we get to go hunting and fishing and see our brothers and sisters and our aunts and our uncles. And that's a huge part of this conversation, and we forget about it all the time.
One of the frustrating things, my phone just lights up day after day, is how can we have an administration in D.C. that just is simply so, they know nothing about oil and gas and energy and a secretary of energy that, she didn't even know how many barrels of oil we produce a day in this country. It's kind of frustrating, I'm thinking, for you on the Hill.
Absolutely. And I finally said, and I try and simplify this down in particular. People, not everybody brings expertise in every field. I said, just when all of your renewable friends and say that's the only way to go forward, say, I think we've proven right now that having our alliances and NATO being strong and all of those different things are important. Just ask them how you're going to export renewable energy. Because this isn't just a North Dakota problem. This isn't just a New York problem. This isn't a San Francisco problem. Our allies in Europe are overly reliant on Vladimir Putin to turn their lights on. And so if we're not going to have a conversation about the U.S. leading the way, then somebody else is going to lead the way. And, I mean, we're watching in real time how those outcomes work out.
Well, and just what it means to our economy and just what it means to all of the goods and services that are comprised from oil. If we're not going to produce it here, we're going to buy it from them, and we're going to import it here, and then we're going to utilize it to even if we didn't use it for transportation fuels, it's still ingrained in everything that we see and touch and feel. And it's so important economically to our country, let alone a little old state of North Dakota and specifically Dickinson, North Dakota.
Yeah, two things can be true at once, Ron. One, we can lower our carbon footprint. We can drive more electric cars. And we're going to need more oil and natural gas over the next 10 years. All of those things are true. All of them are true. It's not a binary choice. The problem is far too many people out here make it a binary choice. And that's before you get into the weeds of the policy and the fact that the infrastructure doesn't exist to do what they want.
800 years supply of coal in North Dakota. Do you think some of this discussion about what's happened in oil and gas can translate over to help the coal industry attract some interest again in investment?
That is one thing. John Hess actually had a piece on CNBC the other morning, and, as is always the case, there's two different barriers right now. One is regulation, one is investment. And, these are capital-intensive projects. Keystone XL, the reason it's become such a big symbol is because they had so much time and money and investment capital invested into that project, whether it was in Montana or South Dakota or across, and then with the stroke of a pen, it went away. Well, how do you go raise capital for those kinds of projects again? And we need them. We need them to provide electricity to the East Coast. We need them to provide electricity to the West Coast. And we need that infrastructure to provide our allies across the world with the cleanest, most renewable form of natural gas that exists anywhere on the planet. And so we have to be able to talk about these things in a way that's based in reality and not ideology.
Kelly, is there some recognition from members of Congress across the aisle from other states that on the Democrat side that we may be able to move some of the needles on some of this stuff?
I hope so. I mean, quietly, yes. Whether they're worried about a primary from the environmental left or not becomes the second part of that conversation. And we were just sitting here talking about this. It's like, what happens if, after the first hard freeze in Europe, Russia just cuts off the supply of natural gas to our allies? What happens? I mean, These are real questions nobody asks because the answer is simple. I mean, France still has nuclear, but Germany doesn't. I mean, people will, economies will crumble and, I mean, recessions will start and people will die. And we don't talk about how people need the products we produce to actually function in a 21st century society. And I'm going to continue to beat this drum as loud as I can because North Dakota is a huge part of the solution. Let's take it out of oil and gas for a second, Ron. Ukraine produces about 30% of the world's wheat. We've seen the commodity boards. I'm so happy for our farmers and stuff after suffering through droughts and tornadoes and floods and all of those different issues. But we're not that far off away in the 21st century right now. We're not that far off away from this being not a price problem, but an actual supply problem. 30% of the world's wheat is in absolute armed conflict right now. You're a drought or something away in India from us not having wheat on the world commodity stage. That's just unacceptable. And we have to figure out ways to do this stuff better.
We certainly are all very focused on the inflationary cost aspect, but you are completely right. It's a whole different story when you got to heat your home and keep your family safe, and what it costs or what it costs to feed you, and those things become kind of secondary. So, do you see anything moving in Congress in terms of either on the Republican side of the aisle or bipartisan that can jumpstart some of the financial aspects you and I are very familiar with? Really, the financial sector is just checked out of investing into fossil fuels energy.
Well, hopefully there's a new recognition from all of this stuff going on, but you can't force, all of these issues. But one of the things we can do, right, and it doesn't matter if you're building an LNG tanker or you are trying to get a pipeline built. The only way you're going to get investors to come back to this industry is if you give them some semblance of federal regulatory certainty. Because these are multi-year projects. They're multi-year projects that are going to span past administrations. So one of the things we're really working on with a Republican group on the Energy Subcommittee and Energy and Commerce is how we delineate a structured permitting format, environmental analysis instead of environmental impact statements. Anybody who's followed the DAPL thing understands the difference between those two things and allowing people the regulatory certainty to go raise the capital. And that's functionally what we're missing. That's the one thing D.C. should be able to do for investors, and we should be able to do it a lot better.
Well, and as we talked with Lynn Helms today, the administration is saying that there are all these federal leases out there, but Lynn just completely destroyed that argument in a heartbeat. You know how that goes from you buy a whole bunch of leases, and then you go to work trying to figure out which ones work and then which ones the federal agencies on, and it doesn't take long. 9,000 leases is not very many when you look at an entire country.
Yeah, and also, Western North Dakota is a perfect example. That doesn't acquire an entire spacing unit. That's what, you said this earlier, and it's starting to become I used to think this administration was gaslighting the American people and saying things that they knew weren't true to try and, stave off some of the political stuff. But it's, unfortunately, I think it's becoming abundantly clear. They don't understand energy markets. They had their surrogates on TV yesterday talking about all about the oil companies, guys who are employing people in North Dakota, gouging customers and gouging consumers. And I'm like, it's an international futures market. I don't remember Democrats in Congress stepping in when WTI was trading in negative money not that long ago. This is the nature of the industry. There's not a single oil company in North Dakota that is helping drive up this price. That's just false. And if they continue to say it, they're going to continue to hear from me because that one flat pisses me off.
Well, you're exactly right. It's no different than we are price takers, not price makers. So, Congressman Armstrong, thanks for your work in our nation's capital. Keep up the good fight. And we're just glad to have a delegation there that all understand energy and the importance to North Dakota citizens.
Thanks,
John,
for
we're
going
to wrap it up. All right, Kelly. John, we're going to wrap it up today. Thanks for your help.
Yeah.
We got her done. Lots to discuss.
Well, one more segment to go. Don't have her done yet.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
All month long at Effectra Serve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Petro Serve USA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's up, you mind? It is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They are taking orders on the all-new 2022 Sierra 1500. So you're thinking, oh, all-new, right? It's just, they just move up the number on the model year. No, they keep making improvements to those things. So might be time to trade up. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone. Plus over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. Clearly marked, price to sell, and most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Give you a little peace of mind as you head down the road. Check out more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
It's 10 before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind, and Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin.
Thank you very much, Todd. We've got a couple of open lines in a couple minutes to wrap up the show this morning. Todd, you want to read us those numbers? If anybody has a question, they can call and ask quickly.
701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550.
We certainly have had some incredible discussions this morning, and these discussions are going across everywhere across the country, and I think the message that I've got is that North Dakota is such a significant player in the world in terms of energy and agriculture, and policies and positions and statements really matter from the White House, and I think that's the great frustration to me as the American today in the hot seat that, you know, with just the right words. A president can change the mindset of a country and the mindset of the financial markets.
Or just the wrong words.
And just the wrong words. They have chosen since day one with their actions to try and push the progressive left Green New Deal agenda, and they've taken it way further than any Congress would have
ever
passed.
And yet the squad is saying he's not nearly left enough.
And
yikes.
We are in a position in a relatively short time later of weakness now. And yep. A lot of that has to do with our position on energy and our ability.
Remember back when we complained about mean tweets? That was about the only thing we had to complain about at that era. But
well, the question is now what do we do about it? And I think what you heard today from our guests is that we certainly can do something about it. And I think we've got Paul in Napoleon. Do you have a question for us, Paul?
Oh.
Paul's going to be coming on in a minute here and just pop him in. But we
Daniel Snerdley is still getting the call.
We have created this false narrative that we can. Yeah. Hey, Paul and Napoleon, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, this is Paul. Why is carbon such a problem? Carbon is a natural element. No one's ever explained to me why the world has been working with carbon for years and, well, since it began. And suddenly now we have to sequester carbon, pump it back in the ground, pipe it all over hell. And we're doing this against nature, and we're trying to change the weather. The weather is nature, and we can't control that. And I want someone to explain to me, I've asked this several times, what problem is carbon? I mean, it's, we all, if you take all the carbon out of the air, we die. It's as simple as that, and yet.
Paul, I think your question is well placed, and I know in discussions I've had with the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, you know, carbon is what is helping our plant and plant growth increase the productivity of food across this world. And we have created this, you know, as that priest said to me, this global climate change hoax that is simply leading us down a path. But that path is very serious. And as you've seen, we've changed the world. So thanks for that comment. We're going to switch to Tom in Fargo with a question on pipelines.
Hey, Tom. Here. How are you doing, you guys? I enjoyed the conversation about pipelines, drilling, energy independence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The question I have is, you put all this extra energy into the system, and we haven't built a refinery in 32 or 33 years. How are you going to process it?
Well, Tom, we have not built a refinery, and I think you're spot on. Our refineries that we have generally have expanded the footprint that they have, and we're now in a world market of oil and natural gas, and that's what removing that export ban did. I have not seen that, you know, building refineries in this part of the world is really, really tough because you got to build them where the people are and where the demand is. So, again, the willingness of the not in my backyard, the states where the population centers are just seem to be so against that type of activity. And we've been trying and trying in North Dakota to build refineries. That's economically really a challenge to build a refinery here and then have to move all the products all the way to market. So that is something that I would agree with you. We need more, but it's really that pipeline infrastructure that that the anti-fossil fuel folks chose to begin attacking, and it started again right here in North Dakota. Dakota Access Pipeline, think of that, up to 750,000 barrels of oil a day today from northwest North Dakota into the Louisiana Gulf Coast, which is 70% of our country's refining capacity down there. That all came from OPEC, Russia, Libya, and other foreign nations. Today it comes right here from North Dakota. That limited the price increases during the hurricane season last year. We need just more of that infrastructure, and they've chosen to attack and stop that infrastructure on purpose to try and limit the ability of America to increase the production of oil, natural gas, and now coal. So, Todd, there it is. That's all we got in 2 hours. It's the best we've got at the table.
A lot to unpack and consider and ponder. And
this all hasn't just happened overnight in North Dakota. I give Senator John Hoeven, who was governor, tremendous credit. The North Dakota legislature, we have created a culture here to grow.
Keep reading on that White House, folks.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.